The American Heritage Dictionary defines a bureaucrat first as an official of a bureaucracy, and secondly as any official who insists on rigid adherence to rules, forms, and routines. A special note tells us that in American usage, bureaucrat is almost invariably derogatory. The word derives from a French word for woolen fabric that covered writing desks, and before that from a word meaning coarse woolen stuff, which is, in fact, what people standing in line think the bureaucrats have instead of brains. As with most cultural phenomena, however, bureaucracy is even more complex than it looks, which is really saying something. We Americans love to complain about bureaucracy, but it's hard to imagine how we could live without it. Like all good Americans, Dr. America abhors bureaucracy. He usually finds he can barely understand the language that he calls bureaucraties. He detests filling out the flow of forms bureaucratic offices require. He hates standing in long lines only to find out that he was in the wrong line after all. He's never warmed up to the impersonal interactions with people at the so-called service desk. In many ways, he finds, bureaucracy embodies what he calls the irrationality of rationality, with its rules, record-keeping, rigidity, and arbitrary authority. But American suspicions of bureaucracy go beyond our dissatisfactions with these standard operating procedures. Americans hate bureaucracy in part because we define ourselves as Democrats and not as bureaucrats. Democracy reveres the voices of individuals and represents them in its political institutions. Democracy allows for free choices, even stupid ones. Ever since the time of Andrew Jackson, Americans have assumed that any fool can be president, and a fair number have been. Democracy also believes in personal preferences, both before and after elections. Jacksonian Democrats, for example, believed in the spoils system, which allowed them to appoint friends or supporters to office. In a democracy, they thought, we vote for our choice, and the officials thus elected can appoint whomever they want. Bureaucracy, on the other hand, is intended to avoid the problems of democracy, like nepotism and patronage. In some ways, the function of bureaucracy is to preserve the successes of democracy from its excesses. Bureaucracy attempts to prevent stupid choices and personal choices because, at least in theory, bureaucracy believes in rationality, meritocracy, equality, efficiency, stability, predictability, and continuity. When democracy has a good idea, bureaucracy is supposed to make it work. If love makes the world go round, bureaucracy is supposed to make it rotate in a regular, predictable, and continuous fashion. In many ways, the central principle of bureaucracy is equality. Bureaucracy operates on the assumption that everybody gets treated the same. Bureaucrats embody a function, not a particular personality. To most people, therefore, Dr. America is a museum curator, not a friend or a fully human being. Bureaucrats are trained to treat people not personally, but impersonally, because we don't want personal preferences to influence important choices. This doesn't mean that a bureaucrat can't be friendly, just that a bureaucrat shouldn't do more for friends than for anyone else. A bureaucrat needs to be personably impersonal. Abstractly, Americans like this idea of equal treatment under the law. It's just that when it comes to our own case, our own traffic ticket or petition, we seem to think that some people should be more equal than others. As the TV ad suggests, membership should have its privileges. Bureaucrats are also committed to efficiency, another core American value. We pride ourselves on Yankee ingenuity, on labor-saving machinery, on time-saving processes. But we forget that our bureaucracies are themselves adaptations of Yankee ingenuity. Bureaucracy is an organizational technology, like Microsoft or Walmart, operating on the assumption that you can derive significant economies from standard operating procedures. It doesn't always work as planned, but that's the basic idea. So the reason that Americans get exasperated with bureaucracy is in part that it embodies American principles at odds with other American principles. From the American Studies Museum, this is Dr. America, the bureaucrat of the breakfast table.